Conference record has joined the conference.
Hi, Fran.
Yes.
Hi, it's Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Just wanted to tell you I was on the call. I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to give a shout out to all the presenters before I got started because I don't want to quit without them. But also because we're having the Health Endowment Fund immediately following, we have to be pretty efficient.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning. We'll begin at in a minute, and if Kara Wise or Kara Mantinen or Crystal are on the phone, if you want to let me know when you join, that'd be great.
Hi, Fran. This is Kara Mantinen.
Hi, Kara.
Sorry. Both Karas are here.
Yeah, okay, both Karas, okay. And then Amanda, if you're on the phone yet from Monroe, if you can tell me you're here.
Hey, Fran, I'm here.
Hi, Amanda. Good morning. So we'll just give Crystal another couple minutes to join since she's our funder. We would like to have her on the call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Crystal, are you here with us yet? Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I think we can get started with our roll call, and hopefully Crystal will join us if she isn't able to join us for a few more minutes, we'll just adjust the agenda accordingly. So I want to thank everyone for being on the call. And if you're not speaking, if you could mute your phone, because I've noticed on the conference line, if people don't have their phones muted, you can get a lot of interference with those who are speaking. But I'm going to briefly just go through the roll call and identify yourself if you're on the call. I doubt anyone from Ann Arbor's on the call. Is that correct? They have a big meeting there today, and so we made a previous arrangement. Is anyone from Bay City on the call? Okay. How about Blue Water? This isn't going so well. Cadillac, are you on the call?
Yeah, Deb Dyer's here.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Hi.
Detroit, are you on? Anybody from Detroit on the call? Flint? Wow, who is on the call? We had a lot of beeps come in. Grand Rapids, are you here?
Kim Craycraft from Grand Rapids.
Hi, Kim.
And Nancy Perez.
Oh, hi, Nancy. Kalamazoo, is Bobby, are you on the call or is anyone?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good morning. Lansing? Emily's on.
Emily is here.
Okay, hi. Sue or anyone, Bronson from Lenawee?
Yeah, this is Sue.
Good morning, Sue. Marquette, do we have anyone from Marquette?
Yeah, this is Ryan Hansen, and I'm here with Benjamin Platt.
Okay, hi. That was Marquette Monroe. We already know that that Amanda's on the phone. Muskegon, do we have anyone from Muskegon on?
Morning, it's Bruce and Carla.
Okay, good morning, you guys. And then Northern Michigan, I think, Christian, I heard you. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, great. And Niles Buchanan, Jill, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Great. Good morning. And then Saginaw. All right. So hopefully we'll have someone from Bay City, Saginaw, Detroit, and Flint join us in the next little bit. Crystal, were you able to?
I just didn't hit the unmute button quick enough.
Okay. So who was that? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Bay City, Carrie, and Zach.
Oh, great. All right. Thank you. Did anyone else join that didn't introduce themselves?
Moses Bingham from the Saginaw YMCA.
Great. And then there was someone else, too.
Fran, this is Crystal.
Moses Bingham.
Hi, Moses. Okay, so Moses and Crystal are here. Terrific. All right, well, great. Then we'll get started. So we're still missing someone from Detroit. And okay, so someone from Detroit, that's hard to hear, but someone from Detroit's on? Okay. Okay, terrific. So thanks for joining us, and we're just going to get started. And, you know, we're always looking for opportunities to strengthen the work that we're doing, not only to improve the health of the kids we serve, but also to connect us with additional community partners. And there's been a real increased focus on WISE partnering either to serve as feeding sites or to actually be hosts for USDA-approved feeding programs. So I wanted the first part of our meeting, Crystal Quartermas from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, as well as Amanda Schmidt, who works in the Monroe Family YMCA, are going to share kind of the why this work is important, kind of the other players who are involved in the work, and then Amanda's going to briefly talk about how WISE can engage in the work at all different levels. So, Crystal, if you'd like to get started and just share kind of why it's a priority from the State Health Department that WISE do this work.
Yeah, sure. So, good morning, everyone. Can everybody hear me all right? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, great. So, you know, I think we've talked about this on previous calls, so I won't go so much into the details of what Meetup and EatUp is, but sort of Meetup and EatUp was rebranded summer meals to take away the stigmatism of kids participating in this. And as Fran mentioned, it is a priority for the department that we engage, you know, our grantees and our partners in this work to truly increase not only the number of sites that are offering summer meals, but also the participation at these sites, so really engaging the youth statewide. Collectively, there's a lot of partners working on this, particularly Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Michigan Department of Education, No Kid Hungry, United Way. I mean, the list could go on, so it really is a collective effort. And so I just want to share some statistics of, you know, where this work can go, and there's certainly room for growth. So collectively, as a state, we had a goal of a 6% increase in feeding rates for summer programming. And so the goal was 12%, there was a notable 6% increase, which, you know, wasn't quite the target, but targets were set high for a reason. And so there's certainly opportunities there, but if you look at the growth in Michigan nation, you know, compared to nationwide, we really are a leader in this work, and in why we can be a leader, I will continue to be a leader, is because of all the great partners. And so I think it's an opportune time to bring in, you know, more YMCAs to either be a sponsor or be a program site for offering these summer meals. So you know, from a national perspective, then down to the local level, it really is a systems system change approach. So, you know, changing, you know, not only, you know, how these programs operate, but the quality of the food that's offered, the quality of the program that it's tied to. And, you know, I know that you guys have made great strides in providing quality programming. So it's just a happy, you know, it's a good fit. And so it's a win-win for everybody engaging you all more in this work. And I know Monroe has had wonderful success and actually one of the most highest participation rates in the state. So, yeah, Amanda, if you want to share more what's happening at the local level and your experience of, you know, jumping on board for this initiative, that would be great.
Absolutely. Thanks, Crystal. So I'm just going to just really quickly echo what Crystal had mentioned about why this work is so important. And some of you may or may not know, but 1 in 5 kids in our state don't know where their next meal is coming from or doesn't know where their next meal is coming from. And so YMCAs are very well positioned to be providing these services. And so one of the things I want to touch on just really quickly, just for a little bit of clarification, and I know I don't have a lot of time, but is the difference between a sponsor and a site. So I just want to clarify that super quickly, that a sponsor is the organization or the agency that's providing the meals, versus a site where the meals can just be handed out and provided. And so depending on where you are and how your Y is structured, it may make sense for you to be the sponsor. It makes sense for you to partner with another agency to be your sponsor, and then you just provide a site or multiple sites, which is what we've done in Monroe. We actually partner with a sponsor who provides our food, and then we actually, over the last summer, we had 5 sites throughout our community where we were providing meals, but not only meals, we were providing enrichment programming. And that's the beautiful thing about, Fran and I had a conversation yesterday, and that's the beautiful thing about these food programs is just what a perfect marriage it is between providing meals for kids and our current host work that we're already doing. So what we did at the local level is we had open sites, which means there's no registration required. Any child up to age 18 is able to just come hang out with us for the day, and quite honestly, you'll see the same kids every day. And so we're providing those safe spaces. We're providing that relational aspect, that sense of achievement, all of those things that we do as WISE anyway. And we provided a 4-hour program that included our catch curriculum. It included so the physical activity and the nutrition, and then we just to encourage that host work to coincide with the feeding. So, Fran, I don't know if there's anything else specifically that you wanted me to touch on this morning.
No, I think that, thanks, both of you, but I think the goal is really to raise awareness of our Y's, and some of our Y's are already doing this work, but there's also some YUSA dollars available to write for grants for this. Unfortunately, the deadline has passed, and they're for the 2016, and the deadline's firm, so we can't squeeze in. I tried to ask them for an extension because we've just missed the deadline, and I know several of you already have Walmart grants, but I think that this is, you know, when, for those of you who've been in this host work for a number of years, we are continuing to grow it, and this is our next direction where we're heading with this work. So I just want to make sure everyone's aware of it. We will be having a Michigan-specific webinar with a YUSA representative who actually happens to live in our state, Ricky Weber from the Lansing Y, and we're going to have that in early March, and he will kind of walk through with us all the different ways you can engage in the work, who to talk to. You know, I've heard from some WISE that their communities didn't qualify because of the financial or economic data around their communities, and there's ways you can work to define your community so you do qualify for this program. So Ricky kind of knows how to manage these things, and I know, Amanda, you do as well. But I look forward to if the WISE work is of interest to you, we will be having a webinar in early March to help us coordinate and get moving on this work. Does anyone have any questions about that, or to Crystal or Amanda?
Hi, Fran. This is Gary. Hi, Fran.
Yeah.
This is Carrie from Bay City, and actually it's really funny. We just met with our school education – our food director for our public schools in Bay City yesterday, and she opened her eyes to the idea that they can actually also provide a breakfast and a snack on Saturdays, that for the summer program you can actually have meals at your Y for 6 days. And they're open to that. They basically drop off a whole grain and a snack that you just have to refrigerate with milk. But also it might be great for people to, before that webinar, to talk to their provider of their food to see what they're open to, because meeting her yesterday, it opened our eyes to so many opportunities that we're looking forward to building on to.
Right. And, you know, and there's – thank you very much for sharing that. There's support and dollars available for this work. And, you know, Crystal and I just attended a meeting on Tuesday with the Michigan Department of Education and with No Kid Hungry and a lot of the state-level partners. And I think there were nearly 100 people in attendance at this meeting. And it was really diverse partners. And that's why it was something that I really wanted us to focus on today. Like in Saginaw, there's a low-income housing a large low-income housing company, basically, who wants to serve as a site at their playground. They want to partner with the library. They'd love to work with the Y. So I think there's just a lot of innovative ways to expand this work, which is drives right to the core of what we're trying to do with these programs.
Fran, this is Crystal. I just want to add a little something. That's a good point. I didn't quite catch the name from the gal that made it from Bay City, but it is important to figure out, you know, who the sponsors are in your communities and, you know, can, you know, take into consideration if you have the capacity to be a sponsor or a program site. And after the call, I'll actually send out, MDE has a map that shows you statewide where the sponsors are and where meals are being delivered. So that might help you get a sense of what's happening in your community if you don't know already. So we can do that.
From what I understand, being a sponsor is hard and being a site is easy. So that's what I've been hearing from Y. So I guess I would encourage all of us to at least be sites. Okay. All right, if there aren't any – oh, sorry.
Amanda, and if you want to pass my information along to anyone who wants to reach out to me, I'm certainly more than glad to help direct them as well.
Okay. Thank you, Amanda. Okay, so then we'll briefly move on to the School Wellness Awards. And once again, for those of you who've been involved in this work for in the past, we every year ask you to nominate the schools you work with for a School Wellness Award. And Crystal is just going to briefly tell us why, once again, this is important that we do this.
Okay. So, yes, like Fran mentioned, you know, I do send this out every year for YMCAs who have been involved in the past, but just for those who have not been, the School Wellness Award aims to encourage schools statewide to create healthy school environments by establishing coordinated school health teams, completing the HSAT, and implementing systems, policy, and environmental changes. So similar to the work that you all are doing out of school time. And, you know, why this is important for you to pass on to your schools is because it really does, you know, part of the award actually goes to you all because you are working with these schools to help create these environments. So, you know, please share it with the schools that you are working with, and, you know, it helps us justify on our end for future funding and different things when schools and organizations that we're funding help create these healthy school environments. So I just want to put that out there that really, you know, I see this as kudos actually goes to these YMCAs working with these schools, too, because you help create those sort of healthy environments. So this is our third year for the award, and, you know, it's open till April 20th, and at the end there's an award ceremony at the Capitol. And so if you know that one of your schools is awarded, I encourage you to attend with that school just to kind of see what it's all about. So, yeah, that's all I have, but I'm one of the.
So, Crystal, even if you nominate your school, they get some sort of award, right? Like a nomination gives them some recognition. Is that correct?
So it's not necessarily a nomination. It's an application period that they go through. Being that, you know, it would probably if you would encourage a school that you're working with to apply and they already have a healthy out of school time, they would probably get some level of award.
Okay.
But to be a gold level school, we do encourage them to take the HSAT, which is a healthy school assessment tool that we're pushing statewide. So I think mm-hmm. a lot of are familiar with that. But, yeah.
Okay,
so if there's questions, just have the schools contact me, or if you have questions on how to, you know, market it with your school, let me know. Fran, I had sent you a flyer. Did that go out to all the Ys?
No, but I'll send it out today. I was going to
okay,
wait until after. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's great.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Okay. And now we'll move on to our to Alterum Institute and to Kara Wise, who's going to talk to us briefly about the HEPA mobile app. And I know for many of you, the HEPA mobile, they kind of redesigned their system, and some of you got kicked off and had some problems. And Kara, if you want to talk a little bit about the changes and the plans for the data and things like that, that'd be great.
Okay, thanks, Fran. So first, what I wanted to do is go ahead and thank everybody for completing the first progress report survey for the BAS project. Shannon will be following up with any questions or points of clarification for each of your whys. Once that data is cleaned and analyzed, we'll be drafting a report of the results, and that report will be delivered to the State Alliance. In February, we're going to send you all a copy of the data that you inputted into the survey in February as well, so that you have that information for your records. So now moving forward, as Fran had mentioned, there have been some changes with HEPA Mobile. So as a reminder, you are completing HEPA Mobile once per week at each of your program sites. So as we understand, at the beginning of the year, HEPA Mobile was updated by the University of South Carolina. This caused users to have to send an email to the site administrators in order to log back in. So hopefully everybody has done this by now, and you guys are all set and continuing to assess each of your sites weekly. If you have any technical difficulties, we can direct you to the folks in South Carolina for assistance. As part of the HEPA Mobile pilot, we want to do more research in order to determine whether HEPA Mobile is an instrument that we should continue to use in the future. As such, we'll be studying the validity of HEPA Mobile and collecting data on the HEPA standards, whether it is accurately measuring what we are trying to measure. We will also be taking a look at the feasibility of this instrument and how easy or difficult it is for all of you to use. We asked you some questions about this information in the progress report, and we'll be collecting some additional data from you for this purpose. Additionally, we will be doing a document review, which each of you will receive more information on very soon. If you've participated in a document review before, it's very similar to site visits that we request in advance from those, which includes menus, program handbooks, program schedules, and parent outreach materials. This is a very simple process, and we're looking for existing materials or documents from the past. Does anybody have any questions?
Kara, do we want to remind people to mute their phones? We're getting a lot of other people's conversations.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think it sounds like someone's on the phone on another line, but please mute your phones. Thank you.
Okay, I'll just briefly touch on that again just in case anybody missed it. So upcoming, we'll be doing a document review, which you guys will receive more information on soon. If you've participated in the document review before, we will request the documentation from your program, and this is very similar to the documents we request in advance of the site visits. This will be including menus, program handbooks, program schedules, and parent outreach materials. It's a very simple process, and we're looking for existing materials and documents from the past. So please do not create any materials for this document review. We were just looking for things that you've already used. In terms of your experiences with HEPA Mobile, we'll be collecting this information during interviews. For this project, we're going to interview some grantees in the spring and some in the summer. In addition to those times, we may ask you to schedule brief time to talk with us about HEPA Mobile. One of the other updates I have in terms of upcoming evaluation is, as you know, the project has quarterly reporting, so we have three progress reports left to complete. The second progress report survey will be administered in April, and will be very similar in content to the first progress report survey that you just completed. The third progress report will happen in June after the conclusion of your before and after school programs, and the final survey will be administered at the end of August and focus on your summer programs. Lastly, we will be conducting site visits this coming year for before and after school projects, which we do each year. Those are currently scheduled to occur between the months of May and August. They're going to be two sets of site visits, one to school year programs and one are set to summer programs. The locations of these visits are determined by Fran and Crystal, and if you're selected for a spring site visit, you'll be notified around the end of April, and if you're selected for a summer visit, we'll notify you about scheduling those in July. I know there was a lot of evaluation information, so if anybody has any questions now, I can take those.
This is Fran. I would like to let everyone know that Kara referred to the evaluation or the survey that you just completed, and we had, you know, a lot of emails come back from you that congratulated Alterum for really making the reporting much more streamlined and intuitive, and so I really want to thank them for that and also for you to know that we're striving to make every part of this work more efficient. And I know at times it feels like you're just inundated with requests for reporting, but know that our goal is to make this as efficient as possible.
Thanks to those
who said nice things, because it's nice to receive things that aren't complaints. So thank you. You know who you are.
Yep, just a follow-up on that, Fran. Thank you very much. We appreciate
mm-hmm.
that. And that's definitely our goal, as you said, to streamline that reporting process and make it as easy on the whys as possible. So,
yeah,
thank
great.
You.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have any questions for the Alterum team?
I do. So, Kara, what was it that prior to describing the site visits in May and August, what was it that you talked about that will occur in June and August?
Those may have been the progress reports. So
okay.
There's three progress reports that are still yet to be sent out, and those will happen in April, and then the third progress report will be administered in June, and then the fourth will be administered in August.
Thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, just like with our evaluation work that we strive to make improvements every month, we also do that with our financial reporting. So I'm going to turn the talking stick over to Emily Quintero from the Lansing Y to give us an update on how our new processes that we've put in place are working. Emily, unmute yourself.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm here. All right, so just financial reporting updates. So first off, I just want to let everybody know that we have received our December check from the state, and so it should be delivered to everybody, to your Y, by early or mid-next week. So I have processed that. I'm just waiting for the checks to be cut and sent out to you. So that's exciting news. So hopefully everyone else did receive their November checks. And the November checks, those were slightly delayed because of the holidays. But this time of the month, so the very tail end of the month, is when you should typically anticipate to receive your checks. So if you do have any issues with that, just please let me know directly. You can call me or you can send me an email either way. From here on out, we will be using a different system. The Dropbox, I think the invites were sent out okay, but as I received them back from everyone, they weren't coming through all the time, and so I'd have to reach back out to individuals to resend it to me. And so I think just to make it a smoother transition and just have a nice handle on copies for future reference, I'm just going to go ahead, and when I send out the reminders on the third of the month to send in your reports by the 10th, when I send that email, I'm just going to go ahead and send an updated Excel document with your recent month's expenses that you've already submitted, and then that way you can just plug in your numbers with that, and then you can resend it in an email back to me And then we'll just continue to that month by month. So it's always an updated one that you have. And so then you'll have the dollars remaining down at the bottom of your sheets as well. So I think that's going to work easier for us. We've actually, I mean, although we've had some glitches with receiving the information, for the most part, I got everybody's stuff, and that hasn't been too bad. So I was pretty excited about that. Does anybody have any questions on the reporting? I guess I do have one other thing to include. If for some reason you miss our deadline by the 10th of the month, what you can do, and although let's say for December you did have expenses but you missed that deadline, you can go ahead and when I send out the reminder for the next month, you'll just include that into your next month's expenses. So you won't then have a December line and a January line. You're going to go ahead and just put that all in your January because I will be locking the cells for the previous month, so that way we don't have anybody tampering with them, and they're the actual numbers that we have. And then if you have any issues with that, once again, just let me know and we can work through it. I think that's it.
Well, it's amazing how far we've come in a year, because, I mean, if you remember last year at this time, these calls, a lot of the energy was spent kind of having to do modifications to the budget and everything. So thank you, Emily, very much for really establishing a process that works. And I want to let people know that if they do miss that, the 10th deadline, and knowing that if the 10th falls on a Sunday, it's the 11th. We're not expecting you to submit financial reporting on the weekend. In respect to Emily's time, we're not going to chase you down to get the financial status reports. A reminder will be sent on the 3rd. The expectation will be that it will be on or about the 10th, whichever is the closest business day to the 10th, and then she will begin wrapping up the collective report to submit to the state so that the checks can be regularly received by the end of the month. So I hope everybody understands that. That's not because we need to do that out of respect to everybody who's involved in this work, and not to have it delay the checks delayed because 1Y is not compliant. So are there any questions for Emily or for me about that? Okay. Thank you very much. And then just briefly, we've got a few things that I just want to say before we hang up. I know for many of you, you're going to be on the health endowment call, which starts at 10:30. And so I want to give us all a little bit of chance to take a breath and get another cup of coffee before that call starts. But I would love to give a training shout out to Monroe. So Amanda, who attended our Train the Trainer training in Sherman Lake in August, has made herself available to a lot of our other wives who did not take advantage of that training and has gone and trained the CATCH curriculum to their staff. I think it's important to remember that if you've gone to a one-day implementation training of CATCH, which is what Amanda's delivering to these staffs, that does not qualify you to become a trainer. So, I think mistakenly some of our wives think that if they get one or two of their staff trained in the one-day implementation training, they can then train the rest of their staff. That is actually not the case. We are sticking to high-fidelity programs here. We need to comply with the quality expectations of those programs. If you have any success stories or any photos or anything of your Healthy Out-of-School Time program, please send them to me. We're trying to keep the State Alliance Facebook page as well as our website populated with great photos. You could also just tag the State Alliance or in your Facebook posts if that's easier for you, because we're really trying to make sure that all the people around the state know this quality work we're doing. I wanted to give you a heads up that the YUSA has applied for funding from the Centers for Disease Control to help support HEPA work, and that application was submitted last week. And I'll keep you updated about that, because if they receive that, that will be an additional way for us to get support around our HEPA work. And then the other thing, and this is thanks to Sue Smith, who reminded me if we're going to have a calendar on the Alliance webpage, we should actually use it. And so please look to the Alliance website, which is MichiganYMCA.org, and there's a staff resources tab on it with the password MI9622, and there's an Alliance calendar there, and that calendar will have dates like on it of these meetings, of the evaluations upcoming from Alterum. Anything we have, we're going to make sure it gets on that calendar. So if you have questions about the meetings, please look at the calendar. I'll also send out as many emails as I can, but I don't want to overpopulate your inbox. And then finally, because I knew that Ann Arbor was going to be missing this call, I recorded it, and I should have told you that at the very beginning that it was recorded, and I apologize for that. But I will also be posting a recording of this call on the website, so if you or any of your colleagues want to listen to it. We have recorded calls in the past, and I wasn't able to access the recordings because I was borrowing someone's WebEx line. I now, the State Alliance has their own WebEx line, and I know how to retrieve our recording. So when I say the call is recorded and we'll be able to access it, it's actually true this time. So that's one more way of our this capacity getting stronger here in this work. And that is it from me, but I would be happy to have any questions, or if anyone has any announcements or anything they'd like to share, we can just open it up. Please state your name and identify what Y you're from when you, if you have a question.
Hi, this is Christian from YMCA of Northern Michigan. I missed that password.
It's MI9622. So like Michigan YMCA.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. That's an easy question. Are there any other? And then I just want to ask, did anyone from the Blue Water Y or the Ann Arbor Y join the call? Okay, thanks. All right, well, thank you all for your time, Crystal, or the Caras, do you guys have any comments you want to add before we close?
Nope. I just hope everybody has a good day and enjoy your next call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, see ya.
All right, take care, everyone.
Excellent.
Thanks, Fran.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Fran.
The leader has disconnected. The conference will now end.